I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, Ford Motor Company reported strong quarterly results late yesterday, yet Ford also says it's ratcheting back electric vehicle production targets. The company says it now expects to be building 600,000 EVs a year globally by 2024 instead of this year. Ford had also been shooting for 2 million EVs by 2026, but the company says it doesn't know when it hits that milestone, given slower adoption from buyers. Yet this week, Ford rival General Motors said it will no longer cancel the small, cheaper EV, the Chevy Bolt. Sales are strong, customers loyal. GM had been pushing higher-end electrics, Marketplace's Henry Epp reports.
The Chevy Bolt hasn't had the smoothest ride. When it was introduced in 2017, electric vehicles made up a much smaller segment of car sales. Then it faced recalls because its batteries kept catching on fire. But now it's selling really well.
The current generation Bolts are flying off the dealer lots.
Chris Harto is a senior policy analyst at Consumer Reports.
Because they're really providing, you know, a strong value proposition for consumers.
In other words, they're inexpensive, relatively. A new Bolt will set you back about $26,000. That's the cheapest new EV you can buy, and it's eligible for a federal tax credit. Sam Fiorani with Auto Forecast Solutions says keeping the Bolt around opens the company to more customers.
To young buyers, to people who wouldn't have looked at General Motors otherwise, and especially wouldn't have looked at their EVs because they couldn't afford a $60,000 or $70,000 vehicle.
And making electric vehicles more affordable is necessary, he says, if EVs are going to succeed in the long term. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.